August 22, God honors the humble. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Luke 14:11. God honors those who humble themselves before him. Moses, disheartened by the discontent and murmuring of the people he was leading into the land of promise, pleaded with God for the assurance of his presence. And the Lord said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Exodus 33:14. Encouraged by the assurance of God's presence, Moses drew still nearer and ventured to ask for still further blessings. I beseech thee, he said, show me thy glory. Verse 18. Think you that God reproved Moses for his presumption? No, indeed. Moses did not make this request from idle curiosity. He had an object in view. He saw that in his own strength he could not do the work of God acceptably. He knew that if he could obtain a clear view of the glory of God, he would be enabled to go forward in his important mission, not in his own strength, but in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. His whole soul was drawn out after God. He longed to know more of him, that he might feel the divine presence near in every emergency or perplexity. It was not selfishness that led Moses to ask for a sight of the glory of God. His only object was a desire better to honor his Maker. God knows the thoughts and intents of the heart, and he understood the motives that prompted the request of his faithful servant. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34:6. Moses had genuine humility, and the Lord honored him by showing him his glory. Even so will he honor all who will serve him, as did Moses, with a perfect heart. He does not require his servants to work in their own strength. He will impart his wisdom to those who have a humble and contrite spirit. The righteousness of Christ will go before them, and the glory of the Lord will be their reward. Nothing in this world can harm those who are thus honored by a close connection with God. The earth may shake, the pillars of the world may tremble under them, but they need not fear.